Hello, everyone. Welcome to Peer-to-Peer Real Estate Show. I'm your host, William Morales. And on today's show, I have Kevin Clayson. He's the co-founder of Done For You Real Estate USA. Kevin, thank you so much for being on Peer-to-Peer Real Estate Show. How are you?
Hey, William. Thank you so much. I'm doing great, man. It's good to be here. I'm honored to be with you, bro.
Well, listen, it's my pleasure. I, you know, once I got your bio, I looked at it. I was like, man, this is the guy I got to have on. So, Kevin, one thing I always ask entrepreneurs like yourself, were you always entrepreneurial as a youngster? At the age of 5, you knew you wanted to do real estate, or you grew into it as you got older?
Yeah, man, I wish that I was entrepreneurial. I was raised in California in a home that said, go to work, go to school, get a job, and just do your thing. And so I did not have an entrepreneurial bone in my body. I studied political science, for goodness sakes, right? And so I did not know that entrepreneurialism would be in my world. But what changed for me is probably what has changed for a lot of your listeners. I read a book, you know, as many of us have. I read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and I went, wait a second. And it just so happened I was in the mortgage industry at the time. That was the job. That was the day job I'd had. And I started to put it together, and I was like, wait a second. There might be something here where I could take this knowledge I'm gaining from the workplace and actually put it to work. And so, no, not entrepreneurial by nature. I kind of grew into being an entrepreneur, I guess.
You know, it's funny, Kevin. We as investors or real estate people, business people, it seems the standard reading material is Rich Dad, Poor Dad, because every guy or every podcast I listen to, every entrepreneur, especially in the real estate side, always say Rich Dad, Poor Dad was the book, my first book. And it was true for me.
Yeah. You know, I got to say the other book that was just super important, and it's another one that everybody kind of always mentions, but the whole idea of think and grow rich, right? Like that concept that there's ways to make money outside of kind of the standard expectation that we're maybe taught within the school system, or maybe we're kind of raised with this perception, or we watch, you know, media and movies and whatever, and we just see that people go to work and get jobs. And many of us, I know for me, I didn't even think it was possible to be an entrepreneur. Like I didn't know how to get from here to there. And so I kind of stumbled into it, but it was because of some of those books that opened my mind to that potential. And I'm so thankful for it. And now I can't consider myself anything but entrepreneurial, but it took me a minute to get to that point for sure.
Oh yeah, no, it's same thing with me. And those are two books I read. My favorite books are Rich Dad, Poor Dad and Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. So if you could explain, what does Done For You Real Estate mean? Like for my audience and anybody else that might not know that term.
Yeah, sure. So that's the name of our company, right? Done For You Real Estate. And when we started our company 13 years ago, there was this big, massive industry where there was a ton of people that were spending a ton of money on real estate education coaching programs, right? Which I have no problem with, but we just kept seeing that people were spending tens of thousands of dollars to learn to do real estate, but then they wouldn't get out of their own way to go and physically transact a deal, right? And so we thought, okay, what if we could create a company that would just help those people who want to get into real estate, who know it's something, but maybe even after an amazing education and coaching session, just can't get out of their own way? What if we could just go do it for them? And so that's what we did. We formed a company. We go find the deal for them. We get it financed for them. We own a mortgage brokerage. We get it insured for them. We get it fixed up for them. We place the tenant. We manage it. And then the client, our clients still own it 100%. They make 100% of the profit, 100% of the gain. They are on title. We're just the team, and we just charge a nominal flat fee per property to deliver everything to them so that they can kind of get out of their own way and actually utilize real estate in real time. Simple, conservative, single family homes is our game. And we help people just begin replacing their work income with real estate income, one simple property at a time, by just doing the vast majority of the work for them and eliminating all of that guesswork so that they can actually get sort of the benefits of owning real estate without some of the headaches that come along with doing it on your own, especially with your first couple deals.
Oh, no. And this is perfect for the busy professional, the lawyer, the doctor,
exactly.
The family man that might not have the time to, you know, go to networking events or talk to sellers because they're so busy. So
That's
I
right.
get it now. Done For You. So this is more on the turnkey side.
Yes.
That you could get those professionals in there. No, that's good. So, you know, and one thing, Kevin, that I've noticed is that a lot of investors, especially the newbies, and you probably run through this, they always the gurus always tell them to go into wholesaling. Yeah. Now, I think that for me personally, I tried it. I never wholesaled a deal, but I tried it, and I thought it was so much more work than my actual job because I still have a 9-to-5. I do invest in real estate, but Kevin, I found it more difficult because you're trying to negotiate maybe 50, 60 cents on the dollar to the seller. You're trying to find them, search, skip trace, all that. It felt like a second job that after a while I said, you know what, this wasn't for me.
Yep, 100%. And you know what? I see that with a lot of people, right? And so where we're really good is, like you said, the working professional, the busy professional, the person who's like, man, I listen to peer-to-peer real estate. I listen to other podcasts, and man, I'd love to be in real estate, but I got this 9-to-5. I have this world that I spend the vast majority of my life in. How do I like add real estate to what I'm already trying to do? And so we're able to help that person so that they don't have to go through kind of that nightmare of wholesaling, because you're right. And you know, let me tell you why I think that's the case, because I know tons of people in the industry. That's a really easy pitch on a web page or from stage, right? It's like this idea of no money, no credit. You could buy real estate, be a real estate investor, and earn money in real estate. And the idea of no money, no credit, but with hustle, I can grow a real estate portfolio is extremely appealing. But what most people don't realize is everything that goes into that process. In fact, I remember the first ever real estate education course I purchased. It was a wholesaling course. And man, I remember this was like infomercial days, right? So I'm like watching this infomercial and I'm sitting here, I'm like a single 20 something. I'm like, I'm going to be rich in real estate. This is going to be amazing, right? And I'm so pumped. I remember, dude, I spent money on a credit card that I probably couldn't have afforded with my little 9-to-5 job. That packet showed up on my porch, man, all wrapped in cellophane. And I was like, oh my gosh, my life's about to begin. And I remember ripping that thing open and watching the first DVD and listening to the audio and reading the books. And all I remember feeling like is it felt like the sentence was never ending. It was just open loop after open loop, to use kind of a sales technique, right?
Sure.
And I was like, oh my gosh, I just want like the substance. I just want to go do real estate, but I couldn't get myself through the content in a way that helped me sort of make sense of what to do. And so I think the principle of that, the wholesaling principle, is really powerful. And if somebody has the time and the dedication and the expertise, and you've got an unbelievable mentor or an amazing coaching program that really gives you sort of the step 1, 2, 3, 4 that you got to do, you got to get off your butt and go do it. But you may find either it's going to be a real good fit and you're going to know like, oh, this fits like a glove, or it's not. You're going to be like, wait a second. This is like, you know what? I'm the square peg trying to fit into the round hole. I got to go a different route. But I think that that's why a lot of times you hear that as kind of the first sort of hook to get people in, is it's a really easy, in principle, it sounds super simple and something that would just be an awesome way to get started.
No, I agree. Like I said, I tried it. I did the marketing. I talked to a few sellers, I emailed, I did a little bit of everything, but like I said, for me, it just wasn't a fit. Yeah. And I knew that's why I switched to creative financing.
Yes.
Where I felt more comfortable. So, yep. So Kevin, for you and your company, like when you look and what market are you guys in?
Yeah. So primarily we do single family homes, 3-bed, 2-bath, like bread and butter type stuff. We have done a ton of real estate in Phoenix, Arizona, Las Vegas, Nevada, Orlando, Florida, Indianapolis, Indiana, Memphis, Tennessee, and we're in the process of opening our next 3 markets. And so what we do is when we take our clients to a new market, we go and set up a whole team on the ground. So we've got teams in each of these markets, everything from the agents to the rehab crews to the property managers and everything in between. And then we own a mortgage brokerage so we can lend in all these states. We own an insurance brokerage so we can do insurance. So we're able to kind of be a one-stop shop for folks. You get like this central, our home office is in Utah. So you get kind of this like central, you know, hub of sort of coordinating everything for our clients, tons of customer service, but then we've got boots on the ground in each of these markets. So you get kind of this cool combo of like team on the field, team on the ground, tied into an overall principle and sort of the brainstem or the brain center of the whole thing as kind of the mothership. And so you get kind of both sides of that part of getting a team to help you do all the stuff that maybe you don't want to do.
Oh no, that's great. I love the concept of having everything under one shop. So how do you guys, obviously you look for distressed properties. Do you work with your own brokerage firm, or do you rely on other agents to find these deals for you? And I'm assuming that a lot of these are cash deals only, that you buy, you fix up, and then you put back on the market for, you know, for the busy professionals.
Actually, funnily enough, they're not. Most of these are MLS deals. So here's the difference, right? So if you think about wherever you live, where are you, William? Where are you at?
I'm in New York City.
All right, I love New York, by the way, man. New York. If I ever moved somewhere again, I would move to. I love New York so much. I'm a city boy for sure, but I find myself in Utah. Look, the mountains are pretty.
That's it's okay. Fine. It's all right. It's all right. Do you have winters out there? Do you
guys get cold? Okay. Yeah, we get all four seasons. We don't skip any of them. We get them all. but no, I mean, so I just forgot your question. What were you asking? That's right. So we acquire, okay? So we utilize the MLS, and here's the reason. So you're in New York, I'm in Utah. Now New York may or may not be the best place for a working professional to invest in real estate, right? New York, sometimes the landlord laws, like in Manhattan anyway, like aren't always the best, right? And the price of acquisition is really expensive. Even here in Utah, like your normal 3-bed, 2-bath home is nearing like $400,000 here. So for the average person, right, that lives in maybe a nice area and they do well, it may not be. I mean, you could go buy a home here for $400,000 that rents for $1,600 a month. Well, you're not really cash flowing much if that's the case, if you're utilizing conventional financing, which is primarily what we do. 30-year fixed conventional, 25% down actually is typically what we do, and then have the bank finance the rest. But in Memphis, for example, you could go get a $200,000 property, half the price, and it's still renting for $1,600 a month, but now you're cash flowing $300 or $400 a month net cash flow on a finance deal. And so what we specialize in is we've got these agents, they're independent agents, but 95%+ of every deal they do comes from Done For You Real Estate. So there are people. And so when we get clients from all over the country and they say, okay, I want to add to my investment portfolio. Well, now, depending on which market they want to go to, let's say they go, okay, I like the Memphis idea, I like the Orlando, Indianapolis, whatever. We then contact our agent in the field who then finds them properties on the MLS, but we're really specific. There's only certain neighborhoods, certain zip codes, certain types of blue chip real estate, right? It's gonna be $150,000 to $200,000, so slightly more expensive, but what we find, they rent out far quicker, they have way less problems over the long run, and they cash flow consistently, and they're actually, believe it or not, relatively liquid. From the standpoint of that type of home in those type of neighborhoods, the second you want out, you can find a buyer almost instantaneously, right? So it almost adds an element of liquidity to finance conventional single family real estate, simply because we have the criteria, we've got the teams, we've got the markets, we know what we go after, and we've done about 4,000 transactions with our clients over the last like 13 years. So we stay in that lane and we just hit a bunch of real estate singles. We don't go after real estate home runs and grand slams. We just play money ball with real estate, right? Hit real estate singles, one home at a time, over time can begin to replace your income. And so we get to utilize the MLS and utilize the expertise of the team to just move fast and find the stuff that we know fits the model. So we don't have to go and have capital, go buy, fix it up, and then kind of flip it to our clients. So it's definitely a different model from one that we've seen others do, but one that's served our clients really well.
No, because I've always heard that the model we were going to touch on was, you know, where people buy distressed properties, board it up, fix them up, and then they put them back on the market. So you guys are getting pretty good deals as is. Maybe you might do a little cosmetic repairs and things like that, paint job, and then put it back on the market. So I wanted to touch base on two questions. One, when you look for the busy professional, right, they reach out to you, they go to, you know, doneforyourealestateusa.com, if I got your website correct.
Yeah, dfy-realestate.com, yeah.
Okay, so, and now they look, they see, man, you know, I want to get into real estate. Now, after they contact you, what's the next one or two steps they need to do? They need their income, they qualify, or if their credit score, they have the money, but if their credit score is a little dinged, do you still work with them somehow?
100%. It's a great question. So the process works like this. Somebody finds us, they hear it. We do national radio, right? So we're on like some national radio shows. We're all over, you know, Google and whatever. We've got a podcast that a lot of people find us through because, as you know, podcasting is awesome. It's a great way to connect with people. And so they'll find us, they'll reach out, they'll say, hey, look, I think this could be good. You know, but our type of client, right, they're hardworking folks that maybe have 50, 60, 70 grand that they're looking to say, look, the 401k doesn't work, right? Like, I know it's going to go up, it's going to go down, but I don't want my money locked up like that. I'd rather invest in real estate, which is going to be tangible, which is going to hedge inflation, which is going to develop cash flow for me, which is also going to give me appreciation. I'm not just dependent on one area in the market to increase in order for my 401k to do well, right? So that's where we get a lot of our clients, people looking at the traditional retirement mentality and going, I'd rather put my dollars somewhere else. Well, then we get in touch with them and we put together for them an income replacement estimate. So it's something we do for free for everybody. They go to the website and say, hey, I want an income replacement estimate. We say, cool, based on where you're at, where you need to be in order to achieve income replacement and the assets available to you today, here's how many homes, how long it would take, what the time frame would be, and what type of cash flow that could look like year after year over time as you grow the portfolio. Once they see that and they go, this is awesome, let's roll, then we actually go through the pre-approval process. We have them, you know, fill out an application, upload their financial documents, like really conventional lending type things. Right. Once that pre-approved, we have a full pre-approval team in-house. Once that pre-approval is completed, then we help them decide which markets they want to go to, and then we start to show them properties in those markets and then go through the financing process. Now, we do have a number of cash buyers, but it's usually cash buyers that are buying inside of like a self-directed IRA, right? Like they've got money in a self-directed IRA, they're just going to use it for real estate, or they've got a Roth or something like that. That's where we usually see cash buyers, or large 1031 exchanges, and they need to, you know, identify properties and place those funds. But the vast majority of our clients, I'd say probably like 90% of the deals we do are finance deals.
Oh, I love that. I think, again, it's so huge for the busy professional that don't have the time, that could go to your company and find out all the details. And then you work with clients that, even if their credit score ding, and we both know bad things happen to good people, you know,
that's right.
A medical bill, things like that. So it's good that you get a chance to they can work with you, because, again, and you know this, Kevin, the American dream is always to own a home. You know, you want
that's
to
right.
own a
yeah.
home.
Yeah.
So what makes real estate such a powerful investment vehicle, in your opinion, compared to like the stock market? You know, we always hear the ups and downs of the stock market, but in your opinion, like, what makes it so powerful?
You know what? There's really like four things that I think about all the time, right? The first is when you put money into a retirement account, right? We're taught to like build this nest egg, right? So you have like this pile of cash and you hope that it grows big enough, and then you deplete it every year until you die, right? Like, you literally deplete it to death. And I use this analogy, like, can you imagine spending 30 years building your dream home board by board, brick by brick, and then once it's completed, you started to rip it apart board by board, brick by brick? Like, nobody would do that, right?
It's
what we do with our finances all the time when we look at traditional retirement. So what I like is that with real estate, you still have a pile of money, except that that money now cuts you checks every month. In a 401k, the only time you see growth is when that account balance goes up, when the market does well. If you want to actually take liquid cash, you're going to deplete the balance, right? So with real estate, you still have money in an environment where it's growing, but it actually generates cash flow for you. That's real cold, hard, spendable dollars every month without fail. So that's one of the first ones. The other is, I love the idea of leverage, man. I mean, you know, look, if you're going to go buy $250,000 worth of mutual funds, you got to spend $250,000. If you want to spend if you want to own $250,000 worth of a home in real estate, you only have to put down 50 or 60 grand, and then the bank finances the rest of it, right? So you have this idea of leverage. Now, it doesn't mean just because you're leveraging, the appreciation is going to be at the same rate as it's going to be if you buy cash. But now you have less dollars in, you could spread those dollars out. And so leverage is a huge one. Another one is inflation. I love how real estate hedges inflation. You know, look, the market can go up and can go down, but as long as you hang on to that real estate and you're not sort of just in a short-term game, generally speaking, you know, Warren Buffett says you shouldn't consider a stock for 10 minutes, you're not going to own for 10 years. We kind of feel the same way about real estate. You shouldn't be considering a home for 5 minutes that you may not want to own for 5 years in our model, right? With the busy professional who's just kind of like hands off, right? Now, there's plenty of other really awesome ways to do real estate where it is more short term and you can turn it a little bit quicker. But for what we do, it's a little bit more long term. And so knowing that, as inflation continues, because we spend money at like this ridiculous clip in this country, right? Like it doesn't matter who's in office, what political party, it does not matter. We spend money like we don't know what else to do with ourselves. That will have an effect on inflation. So when everything costs more, that means lumber increases. That means labor increases. That means prices go up. So you're locking in your interest on a piece of real estate at these crazy low interest rates if you're utilizing leverage. And then those rents are going to increase as inflation increases. So it's a hedge against inflation. It produces cash flow. It's not just in an account that's locked up. And you can use leverage. And then the fourth is that real estate's one of the few things that actually allows for multiple profit centers, right? Like you know this way, but how cool is this? Like, dude, if I put my money in the stock market, I got one way for it to grow. The market has to increase. In real estate, I got cash flow. I have tax benefits. I have appreciation. I have all kinds of ways that my money can grow for me. And if I'm willing to grow my portfolio and leverage my existing portfolio to expand my portfolio, now I'm velocitizing my dollars in this extremely awesome way. So real estate provides multiple profit centers, not just one. And those are really the four things that I always think about why I love real estate compared to maybe other investment vehicles. That's why for me, real estate is it, dude. I mean, that's the way to go.
No. And listen, and we're taught that, like you said, to build our nest egg for 30 years and put in 10%, max it out. But if, you know, you have the stock market crash, all of a sudden half of what you have or the 100% now is worth 50% because you lost half of it. And it's going to take you years and years to rebuild that. So I understand that. So, you know, I wanted to backtrack a little bit. So when you look when you help out the busy professional with their tenants, right? You place the tenants in.
Yeah.
Obviously, you do, let's say a 10-point checklist. Now, if the tenant leaves or they got, or something happens to them, unfortunately, they can't pay, you might have to kick them out. Do you replace the tenant for that busy professional? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, first we find the tenant that bounced and then we take a paintball gun and light them up. I'm just kidding. No, we 100%. So the cool thing is our property managers, they're in it for the long haul, right? So if that property goes vacant, our property managers stand ready to go and fill a new tenant. And you know what's crazy is right now, I know you know this, but right now rental demand is actually incredibly high, which we wouldn't really expect during kind of, you know, pandemic type of times, but we're actually seeing that rental demand is really high. And so there are people standing ready to wait. And like you said, there's gotta be a checklist. We're gonna do background checks and credit checks, and we're gonna call references. We wanna make sure we're putting a good tenant, because if we don't get a tenant in that property that's gonna pay faithfully, this whole model that we utilize with this idea of leverage, it collapses in on itself, right? So you've gotta have a good paying tenant. And that's a really, really critical piece. You know, and the other thing is too, for us, buying in the right neighborhoods and the right type of real estate so that it's attractive to the right type of tenant is a big piece of what we want to do, and that those property managers are all over. Last thing that we love about our property managers and why we work so closely with them is, you know, when we are helping our clients acquire real estate, we go find them the property. Mm-hmm. We know what kind of, we're not doing rehab for the sake of doing rehab, right? Like, we're not going to replace the backsplash just because this one looks prettier. We're not going to replace the countertops because it seems cool to have granite. We're going to do the things that we know rent that property as quick as possible. That's everything from certain types of colors in certain types of neighborhoods to whether you do a one tone or a two tone to a certain type of color when it comes to the carpet. And by knowing that and knowing what makes these homes rent quick, you know, our rehab crews can buy stuff in bulk, which means it actually saves our clients money on the rehab just because the whole process is dialed in. It's completely systematized so that, you know, it's almost commoditized, right? It's almost like the manufacturing line. And it's kind of like, we know what needs to be done to get these things rented and to keep tenants in them in, you know, for the long run.
No, and that's so important, because what you do is, like I said, we talked about it, you know, screening your tenants, like I said, having that 10-point checklist or whatever that may be, because at the end of the day, you know, were they evicted? Didn't they pay rent? And, you know, And you're not going to put that on a busy professional, and which is not fair. And I mean, it's not fair for anybody, because for you, you know, you want to make a profit to keep your company going. So I love the fact that you guys are screening the tenant. I mean, tenfold, basically, because again, at the end of the day, you want someone that's going to pay. So Kevin, one thing is for each investor, any new investor that wants to get into, like I said, with your company, you mentioned one time, even on your bio, that important number. What is that number that investors should look for? In terms, are we talking like cash flow, or are we talking about rate of return on our money?
Yeah.
What is that golden number?
Yeah, you know, for us, the golden number is the annualized return on the property, taking all factors into account. And the reason is, like, we could play the 1% rule, right? And we could say, like, all right, we're not going to buy the property unless rent's going to be at least 1% of purchase price. We could say, look, we got to have a cap rate at, you know, whatever, 4, 5, 6, name your number, right? We could say that. We could say, look, we want to have, we want a certain number of cash flow, a certain dollar amount of cash flow every month, right? Or we want a certain cash on cash return. But one of those things that I think in some ways limits investors when they're looking at those types of numbers is it's taking one aspect of the real estate into account, but it's not factoring everything into account. The way we look at it is our model is kind of a shorter term buy and hold, right? It's like you're going to buy the property, hang on to it for 3, 5, maybe as many as 7 years, depending on what the market does. Then you're going to sell it so that equity you've gained becomes liquid, and now you can 1031 exchange that into additional real estate so that you're effectively recycling one batch of capital from one property into two into four, so on and so forth. So in order for that to work, we need to make sure the purchase prices are right so that we're not coming too far out of pocket. We need to see that cash flow. We need to make sure that we're even in markets where property taxes aren't too high so that it affects the cash flow. And then we want to make sure that, you know, we're in a good loan with a good interest rate because we're actually going to think about our principal pay down. But we also want to see market growth so there's a decent amount of appreciation so that when you take everything into account, and then you say, if I sell this property in 3 years, 5 years, 7 years, and I take my total gain, And then I divide that against how, you know, what my total out of pocket was, which for us, we actually think of total out of pocket, not just down payment. We're going down payment, closing costs, and rehab expenses. And we charge a flat fee per property in order to do all of this for our clients. So we include that as the total out of pocket. So we want the total return over that time you've owned the property divided against that total out of pocket, and then divided by how many years so that you know what your actual effectual annualized return was when you go to sell that property. And so for us, we want to see that between 15 and 25% because the stock market's never going to give you that. And your cash flow along the way, plus the tax benefits, plus hedging inflation and all those things we talked about earlier. So for that, that is the most for us. Anyway, the way we view real estate, that's the most all-encompassing number that means the most to our clients as they're looking to their future.
No, I mean, listen, I think it's so important to have that number in your mind, and obviously working with someone like you and defining those numbers. This is what we could get you. This is what you need to do. This is what hopefully, you know, it appreciates. You get depreciation, taxes, rent, cash flow. My God, everything pretty much all correlates with each other. So, you know, one thing, Kevin, I love this topic because this is a topic that I don't get a chance to talk about. Talk about your coaching program. Now, how do you help investors out or newbies, let's say, whether they're brand new or been in the business for 20 years?
Yep. You know what's cool? Then this is something we're really, really proud of. We do not charge any upfront fee to come and work with our company. We are 100% transactional. So that means that when somebody wants to work with us, they can take a look. We do research with them, right? We put an income replacement estimate together. If there's some challenges and some things we need to overcome, whether that's credit or whether that's, you know, maybe even seasoning in employment so that the lender will look at you and be like, yeah, I'll give you a loan. We can set up a plan and stay in touch with them and help them know what to do if they're just getting started to be able to put themselves in a position to do the real estate. We talk to people all the time where today's not the right day, but we know what those 1, 2, 3 things are that they need to do over the next 3, 4, 6, maybe even 12 months. And then we can follow up with them and just kind of hold them accountable. So it's not exactly a coaching program, but it is a little bit of accountability because we want to help people transact real estate. But then when somebody wants to work with us, They don't pay anything up front. They don't pay us a dime until they get to the closing table. And what we charge is a separate buyer paid commission at closing of $4,995 per property, regardless of what the purchase price is. That covers our whole team doing all of this work for our clients. We call it our team's fee. So what it means is we can look at the purchase price, you can look at your total out of pocket, you can look at what that property is gonna make you over time, and either the numbers work in this method or they don't, right? Either our fee is justified because we're gonna help you do something awesome or it's not, and if it's not, then we didn't do our job, we don't get to work with you, and we don't make money as a company. So we have tremendous accountability to our clients to make sure that we can deliver on the things that we say we're going to deliver on. Otherwise, we go out of business. And luckily, we've been in business for 13 years, even through all the economic uncertainty that's happened over that time frame. And we've done nearly $500 million in single family residential transactions with over 1,000 clients across the country. And so for us, it means that if you want to get a start in real estate, there's tons of free education we have. We're absolutely willing to jump on the phone and talk and strategize. And then when the time is right, we go through those steps and go through the pre-approval and make sure that it's going to be a good fit, that we're a good fit for you, right? And then we get to work with you. And only if you close on a property are we going to make money. So it means that we get to be accountable to those folks. And that's really important to us because we don't know a lot of companies that do it that way, but it really means we got to put our money where our mouth is. You know what I mean?
No, definitely. Because again, at the end of the day, you're looking to get clients and obviously referrals, word of mouth. You know, word of mouth is so huge that, you know, it knocks out most of your marketing dollars because you got word of mouth. And talk about a little bit more about your podcast, where we could find the podcast and what's the name of it?
Yeah, thanks so much. So our podcast is called Replace Your Income, and it's on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, you know, all the places where you've got your podcast. And we started the podcast because we've been wanting to do a podcast for a long time. But we felt like we wanted enough runway behind us and enough of a track record of success in all these economic conditions with doing enough real estate for enough clients where we've had enough clients go through the process and begin and replace their income that we could come from a position of authority just saying, look, we know what this is because we've been doing it. And we can, and so we look at real estate. Maybe if you're listening, you're going, yeah, you guys are crazy. But we definitely look at real estate through a different set of lenses, but it's one that served us and our clients very well. And so you could check out Replace Your Income anywhere you go. You can go to our website, dfy-realestate.com/listen, and you can even find the podcast there. And we just do about one episode a week, and we cover topics that we think are really pertinent, what's going on right now. We talk about some of those things where we look at the world through a slightly different set of lenses, all against the backdrop of helping our clients replace their income one simple property at a time, one transaction at a time. And we interview our clients and some, you know, folks that we work with so people can kind of hear the stories of how this works in real time. So anyway, it's been awesome. You know, we've been really blessed with a bunch of 5-star reviews, which we're so thankful for. And anybody that wants to check it out, we would just be besides ourselves with gratitude that you would do that. So yeah, thanks for mentioning that, William. That's awesome.
No. Please, my pleasure. So, listen, Kevin, I could probably talk to you for another hour and a half.
I know, right?
This subject is definitely fascinating. If besides your website and tell us your website again. Where else can they find you? What's the best ways if you have multiple ways people could find you?
Yeah, thanks so much. Yeah, so the website again, DFY, like done for you, dfy-realestate.com. Obviously, the podcast, Replace Your Income, Apple Podcasts, whatever. You can also find us on social media. We're DFY Real Estate on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. And so you can connect with us there. And anything that we could do to serve folks and provide value for them, we're all in for it, man. We love what we do, and we wake up every day. Now, as an entrepreneur, I wake up every day with this fire and this passion to be able to help people. And it's just awesome to connect with people like you, William. And I just got to say, if you're listening to this podcast right now, keep listening to this podcast because, William, you know your stuff, man. And it's really cool.
I appreciate that.
Right when we jumped on, I just want to give you a little praise because right when we jumped on, you know, I've done a lot of podcasts. I'm an author and stuff too. And so I've done.
Talk about any books you have, please. No, come on.
Yeah, I have a book called Flip the Gratitude Switch. And it's how you find gratitude in the middle of life's most difficult circumstances, kind of like what a lot of us are facing right now with all this COVID stuff. And we've been really lucky. We've sold the book in more than 2 dozen countries across the world. And I do a lot of youth speaking and youth events and things like that. And that's just kind of my passion project, right? That's not as much of a business, even though it generates income for my family, it's not a business as much as it is truly something I feel called to do. But I got to say, you know, because of that book, because of our company, because we interact with people a lot, it's rare to find somebody that right when you jump on a call or a podcast like this with them, like I did with you, your energy, man, it just came right through the computer screen, right through the microphone. And I just appreciate you for that because it says so much about you and the passion you have for life and for helping people. And it's awesome, man. So just big shout out to you, brother. This has been awesome, and I'm just thankful, honored to be here with you.
No, listen, it's the same for you. Dude, I felt your energy, and my heart was pumping. I'm like, oh, boy, I'm going to talk to this guy. This is great. I love it. You know, awesome. I mean, listen, again, Kevin, thank you so much for being on Peer to Peer Real Estate Show. I really, really appreciate it. And any closing words for my audience and your audience?
Yeah, you know what? I would say this. So the way that we view real estate, let me give you the philosophical underpinning. So there's a lot of people that tell you to go out there and hit real estate home runs. And I'm not saying you shouldn't swing for the fences, but I'm also saying, look, I grew up in Oakland, California, okay? And so I was an Oakland Athletics fan. So if you remember the movie Moneyball with Brad Pitt and Jonah Hill,
yes,
right?
Great movie,
a great baseball movie. But we were fighting you guys, right? We were competing with the New York Yankees, and the Yankees have this $150 million payroll. The A's have like a $37 million payroll, and they had to approach it different. You know, a lot of times you hear from real estate gurus or you hear from personal development gurus, and they talk to you about Babe Ruth, and they say you should always be swinging for the fences, right? Because you may connect and hit it out of the park. But for most of our clients, when they step up to the plate, they don't see when Babe Ruth would swing for the fences and strike out, he had another at bat come in another inning or two. There wasn't a lot of risk for him. But for most people that have been working hard trying to figure it out, there's a lot more risk when you get up to the plate. So if you swing for the fences and you strike out, that may have been your only at bat. So the way that we look at life, the way that we look at family, the way that we look at everything is let's go hit singles. Let's go hit real estate singles. Let's go hit singles with our family in our business. It's not that we're saying be underachievers. We're saying value consistency and go to work and do the work day in and day out. And when you approach your real estate, you approach things that way. We're so bombarded with flash and with Instagram and with YouTube and people telling us how amazing they are and how many private jets they have. The vast majority of us, right, we're not going to be those people, not because we aren't as good as them. Listen, I just think it's the way that life, it's kind of the shake that we're going to get. We can build whatever we want, but the idea is though, if you want to achieve those levels of results, stop focusing on the private jet and focus on your next deal. Focus on the next one that you need to go get that's going to be a single, that's going to put dollars in your pocket, and that's going to help you take a step towards that level that you want to get to. So many of us are so focused on the end that we forget about the now. And so that's why I say if you could focus on that consistency, that hustle and grind, that day in and that day out, that hitting those singles and putting in the work, your life will transform with unbelievable results in personal life, in finance, in relationships, you name it. So those would be my parting words.
No, you know, it's funny that you say that, Kevin, because usually at the closing of every show, I always say, keep the momentum going, good things will happen. And that's awesome. My motto. Keep the momentum going. Good things will happen. So anyway, again, Kevin, thank you so much for being on Peer-to-Peer Real Estate. I really, really appreciate it.
Hey, thank you so much, man. Take care.
Take care. Wow.
Well, everyone, that was Kevin Clayson of DFY-realestate.com. That's D as in David, F as in Frank, Y as in yellow, realestate.com. Kevin, thank you so much for being on today's Peer-to-Peer Real Estate Show. Really, really appreciate it. If you guys go to peer-to-peer-realestate.com, that's peer-to-peer-realestate.com. Check out our past shows, our blog, and our resource page. Also, please go to Apple Podcasts. Please subscribe and leave a review. Look for us at Peer-to-Peer Real Estate Podcast. And just a couple of more things, guys. Do not give up on your dreams. Fight for it. Protect it. Guard it. Don't let anyone talk you out of it. And I really believe if you keep the momentum going, good things will happen. Anyway, on behalf of Peer-to-Peer Real Estate, I'm Willie Morales. Until next time, thanks, everybody, and stay safe. Bye.